Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
I started last week. I'm going to continue from Luke chapter 2. So I began a message on God's peace last week. And let's start with this word from Luke chapter 2. And we'll start verse 8, very, very seasonal. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I will bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." I love that. Good news, great joy for all. So this message isn't just for the church. It's not just for Israel for that time. It's for the whole world and every generation. This is the good news of great joy. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all men." Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. The angels at the birth of Christ, they're here, they're in the invisible all the time. But they broke out because it was the event. Amen. When Jesus, the Son of God, was born as a baby. And there was this explosion of praise. And the announcement of the good news of great joy and the peace on earth that came because of this baby. There is a song that says, "This baby has come to change the world, and this baby created the world." And so this is God in an incredible way giving himself to every person, to whoever will receive him. And the announcement of the angels was peace on earth. And then secondly, it was goodwill towards men. God's good intention, the expression of his goodness to all people. This is what God was doing when Jesus came. And the angels told the shepherds that this will be the sign. There will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby. Because the announcement was that this baby was Christ, the Messiah, the one they'd been waiting for. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's the Lord of all. And, I mean, it's difficult to compute that this is in human form in a baby. And so they call the baby the sign. And so the shepherds were told to go and find the sign, and you will see this baby who is Christ the Lord. They didn't just have to believe without going to see something. They were told, their faith was that they acted on what they were told. And when they acted what they were told, they did find the sign. A baby born in a manger. And now God, giving us this sign, is an evidence of his goodness. Amen. It's an expression in the material, practical, real world that God wants to do you and me good. Amen. And this is the sign. A sign is something that is seen, touched, experienced in the here and now. And I want to talk this morning about the signs of God's goodness. Amen. And we are in a day where we really need to see the signs. Yeah. of God's goodness, to witness the signs and to look at them and say, God is good. See, the shepherds had to go and see it. And when they looked, they said yes. Something in them confirmed that God was good, that this is God and it is good. Of course, they didn't know the whole salvation story like we do, but the sign produced an evidence for them of God's goodness. And all through the history of believing, faith-filled and faithful people, God has acted with signs. There have been many miraculous acts that are recorded in the Word of God, the Bible, where the Red Sea parted. It was a sign that God truly is God and can change anything if he wants to. That he is the miracle-working God, that he is the divine power at work in the earth today. And I wonder if you'd have thought it was a sign if you'd stood on the dry ground of the Red Sea with the walls of water piled up either side, saying this truly is a sign. We're not swallowed up. It's a sign that God is good and wants to deliver his people. Isn't that fantastic? All the way through history, there are these experiences where people can touch, taste, and see that God is good. It's a physical reality, not just in the spiritual realm. It is manifest here on earth. And so we see that often the signs of God, and particularly experienced the true nature of God in the ministry of Jesus Christ, the signs that he did, the signs he gave, were full of the goodness of God. He never cursed anyone. He never did anybody harm. He had a few words against the religious people. And his word is the same to that establishment today. Because Jesus is into life, not religion. But he came to do people good. And religious people often wanted to stop the good from getting out. But there were signs all the way through how God demonstrated the goodness of God through Jesus, how he anointed him, and he went about doing good. Acts 10:38 says he went about doing good. So how do you know somebody's done you good? Well, they show it. If you want to do me a lot of good, although you'd have to balance this whether it is good for me, you might think to bake me a cake, and I'm sure it's not that good for me, but you might think I want to do her good. I'll bake her a cake. And so you arrive, not with I had an idea. Yes. I can see a cake in the distance. Isn't it great I had the thought? But if I'm going to be done good too, then I'm going to get a cake. It's going to be here for me to eat. And I believe that Jesus gave people an experience of the goodness of God that made them say, I have experienced, I've tasted, I have known, I have seen, God is good in my experience. Yes, it is the truth of God's word, but it's the word made manifest. It's shown up for all people to see. He shows his love in action. And when Jesus came, it was God's love in action. The perfect love of God. God uses signs. He used a sign to Noah. He said, I'm going to make a promise with you. And that promise is going to be accompanied by a sign. And that sign is a rainbow. A rainbow is a sign of God's promise, that he is faithful to keep his promises. And that rainbow is actually, currently, there's a rainbow around the throne. Because whatever God's promises are, they're eternal. So today, as we worship in the Spirit, there is currently a rainbow around the throne of God. because God's always remembering. The sign shows what he has promised and is evidence of his faithfulness. There were signs all the way through Jesus' ministry, the signs and wonders of healings and miracles that took place in his ministry. The blind man saw. The bread and fishes were multiplied. That was a sign that that God wants to provide for people. The water was turned into wine. And so that was another sign, an evidence, something experienced. Imagine being at that wedding. We've got a wedding here next Saturday, which is going to be a great day. It's also another miracle day. But it's a sign of God's goodness. Did you just close that? I think everybody's saying how hot it is.
Sorry, it was me, I said, because of the noise.
Oh, I don't mind the noise. Open the window. We don't. Noise or sleep? Which one? I think noise. Sorry, Sandra. So God gave these signs all the way through history of who he is and what he wants to do. The ultimate sign, of course, being Jesus. But there are plenty of signs in our world today that are not from God. God is not showing signs. They're not his signs where there's bad news, corruption, aggression, anger, greed, lovelessness, lying, slander. There's a lot of things that are signs of bad. I was talking to a local businessman yesterday, and I said, how's the business world? Well, he said, if you listen to all the news, it's all doom and gloom from here on in. But we are not for those kinds of signs. We're here to see the signs of good. Because the goodness of God is what will bring us to Jesus. Amen. So these signs are God's demonstration of his goodness. If we live by faith, we recognize that our faith is going to produce good. If we live by the gloom and despair of what's going on around us, then it will eventually pull us down too. And God does not want to pull us down. He wants to lift us up. He wants to show us his goodness in this world. And let's turn to Psalm 27. Because this is a fantastic scripture about the goodness of God. Psalm 27. And verse 13. I'm going to read it in the New King James Version. Psalm 23, verse 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This means that sometimes, and maybe a good time in your life or a bad time in your life, there are times where there are challenges going on. There are times of immense challenge in different seasons where difficulties happen, where things can go wrong. And the writer of this word is a believer, is a man of faith. He's also a very real man because he's looking at some of his circumstances and he's saying they're not perfect. Has anybody in this room got absolutely perfect circumstances? I shouldn't think so. And there are some things that we look at that aren't perfect. But the psalmist is saying, I'm not going to lose my heart by looking at the bad news. I'm not going to lose heart and go down with the negativity of what's currently going on in the economic climate. I said to this businessman, what we owe the business world today is a positive confession. Is something that to say that God is good, and if you trust him, it'll be amazing how things will turn out. We need a people of good news who say good things. And so this guy is saying, I could lose my heart. My heart could fail when I see this happening. But I believed. Now this is the key. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the here and now. This side of heaven. In my lifetime. And so this is the reality of our faith. Faith must work in bad times. It must work when the nation's going down. We need to come up and say, there is a Savior who is Christ the Lord. There is someone who can get you out of any hole you are in. There is a God in heaven who will manifest signs and wonders where there is faith. Because signs are always preceded by faith. Before we see the signs, there has to be faith. I think often of this old guy in the Bible called Simeon. He was an octogenarian he was cracking on in years. But God had revealed to him that he would see the Messiah before he died. So he was living by faith. And his faith preceded the birth of Jesus. There was faith for the Messiah before he was born. Before the ultimate sign came, there was faith. And so faith precedes the miraculous acts. When Joshua, like us, God told us to cross over and take possession of the land, there wasn't a sign except we believed what God said. We believe the word that God gave us. We believe the promise. We believe the prophecies. We said, yes, Lord, we are going to act. And so even before we were told we could have planning or had enough money, we put in an offer. Faith precedes the signs and wonders that have taken place for this current place to be ours. The bread and fishes. Simple. We all know it. Little boy gave Jesus what he had. And Jesus blessed it, gave thanks, and multiplied it. That is a sign. I believe in signs. I believe we are in a day of signs for goodness. The goodness of the Lord. And we need to know that our faith is important if we are personally going to see the signs. Do not let your mouth counteract what God is going to do. Join in, partner with what God is doing with your mouth. Have what the Bible calls a good confession. Well, 2012 is going to be awesome.
Come on.
It's going to be an amazing year. The signs of the times are, it's going to be worse. The signs that I see in my heart, because I see first by faith, are the promises of God are yes and amen. And I'm believing what God has said. And I will believe in the goodness of the Lord in 2012.
Amen.
How many of you want to believe for the goodness of the Lord in 2012? I believe for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And so signs and wonders is what God wants to do in your life. He wants to show a sign whenever you believe, when you pray. When you pray, believe that you receive it, faith first. then you'll have it. Yeah. Believe it's in your pocket before it's in your hand. Yeah. Believe it's in your heart before it's manifest. Yeah. And so signs are always going to be manifest where there are people of faith. And we are a people of faith. We've been raised, we've been brought to this time to believe. We are here to believe in Jesus, to believe in his promises, and to believe in the future that he has promised for us. An exceedingly great army will be raised from the seed of God's promise to two of us. To today and into the next 10, 20 years, the signs are all around. You are a sign of God's goodness. You are a sign of God's faithfulness. And this building is a sign. It's a sign. We were tempted over the years to stop speaking it. We were tempted to say, actually, do you know what? Let's always meet in school halls. Let's always set up and put down. And a lot of you would have groaned for many years with the labor and the intensity that it takes to set up a church every Sunday. Took a lot to do it this Sunday, granted. But once we've done it, we're in. But we could have lost heart unless we would have believed that we would see this day. And this is the day where it is manifest. We're within the walls of our faith. We're standing, or you're sitting on a seat which has been believed for. Your feet are on territory that belongs to Jesus. This is a sign of the goodness of the Lord. We've seen so many signs in the possessing of this building. And I am not going to be moved to tears, but you need to know that I feel it. Crescent House, it's just such a wonderful place. I love it already. It means growing house in Italian. And we're going to stick to the name. We're going to call it Crescent House because we feel that it actually communicates to the community. They know where we are. Habitat students knew straight away where to come. Crescent House, growing house. We're going to speak it every time we use the word. It's a growing house. God's house is a growing house. Kingdom Faith Southwest. We're going to put placards, branding everywhere. Don't worry. We're going to look like who we are. But we're going to keep that Crescent House. And we're going to put our logo alongside it. We'll be identified, but it'll be relatable, touchable by the world. Because we're here to reach the world. Amen. We prayed a long time over that one. But we know we have the will of God for that. The word came to pass. We crossed the Jordan. The waters were parted. Planning went through. The people who normally moan and complain like highways and whoever, we love them and we bless them because we're here to bless the council. But normally there's opposition. And they wrote on the planning thing comments, fully supportive. It's called favor. It's a sign. It's a sign. Where, look for the signs of what God is doing and you will be encouraged. Don't look for the bad signs. Oh, yes, well, you know, the screen was a bit small this morning. And do you know what? They didn't have that quite done. And isn't it hot? We'll get it sorted. Don't worry. Next week will be better. This is a first. Okay, so we just get more air moving next week. But look for the signs of good. Philemon tells us to talk about all the good things that are in us in Christ. Talk about all the good things. Good things, peace, joy, love, gentleness, patience. I am a changed person because of what he's done for me. Amen. Talk about the good. The signs are amazing. Yes, if you've got marriage problems, talk about the good. Find something. Major on it and increase it. Because that will eventually raise your marriage, raise your situation, bring everything into the positive kingdom and bring the goodness of God into a manifest situation. Very important. We've had favor with council. We've had, you know, we had to borrow money. And we are paying a mortgage. But we're paying a mortgage that is equal to the rent that we paid on the Mission Center and St. Augustine's. We haven't increased our outgoings. The area of increase will be maintenance. So we're believing for increase financially. But this is a sign. It's a sign of God's favor. And that all year, the banks, the only person who would lend to us is Lloyd's. And all year, they'd only done 4 commercial mortgages. Wow. We got one. Yeah. It's a sign. Yeah. A church gets a mortgage. Yeah. Come on. In today's world. That's a miracle. So many signs. The generosity, primarily, I think the most moving part of what has happened is you. You, the church. The generosity has, and it still is in my mind all the time, how much you gave financially. That we could do what we need to do to make this a glorious place. The refurb is going to be amazing. And I just am still gobsmacked. Can I use that terminology? Or I should say in shock and awe. Because of the offerings. Once we have gift aid, we will have £200,000 given by you and the government because of gift aid. 200 grand. And, you know, Pastor Colin, when he heard, he actually went quite silent and suggested I took the offering at Faith Camp. but he said, well, you're not a rich lot, are you? I said, we're rich in heart. There's a richness here that money can't buy. The generosity in your money and in your time, the time. The people who've been here hours during the day working, the people who worked, the work parties were great fun, but they were a lot of work, weren't they, this week? To get the kids' rooms ready, stripped, things made, worked on, organized, sorted, managed. I don't want to pull any names out because there's so many heroes in this room. That I don't want to miss anybody out. So you all are. And if you couldn't be here, I know there's a good reason. Because we're in this together. And I tell you what, we all share. We all share in God's grace for this place. So there's no condemnation if you weren't part of it. We are all part of what God's doing. And this is the sign. Generosity in people's hearts, time and money. Anointed people to come and help us. People in the body who are anointed and skilled in different areas. Oh. Somebody, I think it was Gemma last night, said to me, isn't it amazing the people God's provided so we can do all these things? Yeah. The administration has been amazing. And I think I've got to mention Sandra. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal gifting. Phenomenal service, phenomenal heart. We thank God. But then we look at this building and we say, this is a sign. When Joshua and the people crossed the Jordan, God said to them, put up some stones. Praise God, they're already put up here. But these are our stones that say we will remember what God has done to bring us to this place. These are the memorial stones of who God is in this time, this generation, and that he wants to do people good in this region, this town. This is the sign. And there are other signs. Joy. There were a few tears last night as we began to set up the sound and hear some worship songs through. Some of you were in tears because it's like, this is a moving and amazing day. Thanksgiving and a sign for the world to see. I'm going to finish because the seats are comfortable. We can go on longer. In Matthew, joking, about to finish. It's a sign that you're growing, you're saying praise the Lord if it's a bit longer. Matthew 5. Actually, it is a bit longer today, isn't it? Is it not? It's a bit shorter. Am I an hour out? Right, here we go. Signs of God's goodness. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
I mean, we're to be a sign of God's light. We're here to show the world Jesus. And it's not something we're going to become, but the church and every believer has Christ in them, and they are the light. We are the light. Wherever you go, in your office, whoever you meet with your friends, you are the light of the world.
Yeah.
And people can't find the way unless they see the light. And so we're here to point this generation and to reveal to this generation who Jesus is. Then it goes on to say, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. This is a little hill called the Mount.
Yeah.
And we are the church. But this, I believe, is a very influential building. Because I believe it's in a prominent and very obvious place. It's set on a hill. In other words, it's in an obvious place. Where people who walk by, see us worshipping, even hear us worshipping, are going to say, what's going on there? They're going to be drawn to Jesus. And we also, of course, we're going to go out and draw them to Jesus in our lifestyles and the things that we do for people. But this place is a sign to the world, not just to the church. I believe it'll speak about God, who God is, that there will be signs and wonders, miracles, healings that will make the world say, what happened? What happened? Sure. There must be a God. There will be signs in this place that will make people say, I have to believe because of what I've seen. City set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And it's Jesus said, neither do people put a light a lamp and put it under a bowl. In other words, we're not here to go into a kind of secret, quiet place and just be the church. We're to be out there, in the obvious, shouting it out that Jesus is who he is.
Amen.
And that he will do everybody good.
Yes.
And then Jesus says they don't put it on a bowl, they put it on a stand that gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds. And so glorify your Father in heaven. Jesus came. goodwill to all men. He is still doing goodwill acts all the time. We're seeing the signs of his goodness all day, every day. They're everywhere if we will open our eyes to see. They're everywhere. Even if you're in a bad situation, the signs are all around you of his goodness. But actually, as we come into this new phase, a new season as the Church of Jesus Christ in this place, we're here to say, it's not only him that's going to do good. We are here to go about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. We're here to do good to people. We're here to make their lives better. I'm going to finish just with something I heard Joyce Meyer say recently. And that was, she was talking about, you know, blessing people's lives. She said, she had this idea that everybody kind of bought what they could afford, a voucher, spent £20 or something, or £10 on a Tesco voucher or Sainsbury's or wherever you want to shop, or a voucher for a restaurant, and went around seeing who looked like they needed help. And stopped people in the street, and she said, I can see you're struggling. I can see life's hard. You're a single parent with kids and you can't afford very much. Why don't you just go and take the kids out for a meal? And I believe that we can, with whatever we've got, look beyond ourselves, the walls even of this wonderful place, and say we're here to show people a sign of God's goodness by doing them good. And I think on this run up to Christmas, it's not only about today, but it's also about changing people's lives for good. Let's proactively look to bless somebody on the journey up to Christmas. Let's not just think about the presents for us. Let's go beyond to do people good, because this is what God has done for us. And if you're in a situation where things are difficult, do not lose heart. Do not look at the bad. Take your eyes off the bad things and look at Jesus. Look at his power. Read about all his miracles. Start to stir your faith with what he is able to do for you in your situation. And believe, act, speak as though you are expecting good things in your future. Believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Signs and wonders. It's not a very kind of preachy word today. It's just a thank you day. Thank you for the signs, Lord. Thank you for the signs. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for one another. And thank you for so many signs of what you're going to do. And this place, the future signs, many will come to Christ. Many will be healed. God will be honored. Prayer will go out all over the world from this place. We will influence this region. We will train and equip this generation to serve Jesus. We will have training again. We will move into who we are, what we're doing. It's a new time for us as a church. And so we can look to the future knowing we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together and pray.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.